You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute estimates up to 120,000 people registered for the National Disability Insurance Scheme are unable to find affordable housing that meets their needs, with ramps, wide doorways or railings.
Vendors typically don't advertise such features. That's one problem. The second problem is they often will remove those kinds of features as well, anticipating that they would get a better price if they were removed. It's very hard for people to find the properties that they require. They're there, but they get sold often to people without a disability.
That's Dr. Andrea Sharam, a senior lecturer at RMIT's School of Design and Social Context. She says this demonstrates a need for a comprehensive online inventory of accessible housing in Australia so people can easily find what exists. The Summer Foundation, a disability advocacy organisation in Victoria, has helped establish a pilot project called the Housing Hub, but it's still in its infancy. The Foundation's Alicia Rathbone, though, has high hopes.
We've been doing it now for a few months and we've got our website up and running. But what we want to see is in the future that it becomes a great matching platform for people with disability to be matched to the house that would meet their needs.
Schemes in operation overseas, such as the so-called Mass Access Registry in Massachusetts in the United States, could provide a framework for the expansion of an Australian program. In addition to providing a registry, Massachusetts law requires vendors to list an accessible property exclusively to people living with a disability for 30 days before it can be made available to the wider public. A similar register exists in London, focusing specifically on social housing. Nicole Gurran, a professor of urban planning and housing sustainability at the University of Sydney, says any larger program implemented in Australia must have a focus on social housing.
At the end of the day, many, many people with a disability, they are not going to be able to meet those needs in the private market. And that is why a strong social and affordable rental housing sector is so important for Australia.
Advocacy group People with Disabilities Australia say a lack of affordable, accessible housing is one of the biggest issues facing the disability community. There's currently more newly built accessible housing being constructed in Australia than ever before, but many people living with a disability are often forced to look for older rental properties as they can't afford newly built accommodation. Dean Price, the Housing and Social Security Officer at People with Disability Australia, says those rentals are either not very accessible or require significant investment to make them accessible.
There are any kind of mandatory requirements for new housing to be built in an accessible way, which limits the stock that is actually available to people who use wheelchairs and other sorts of mobility aids who might need. And then there are issues around modifications once someone does find a house. So if minor modifications need to be made, sometimes that can be a massive problem, particularly in private rental.
Dr. Andrea Sharam says people living with disabilities wouldn't be the only beneficiaries of an online register of existing accessible housing.
There is a large number of people living with disability, but in fact, silver level accommodation suits a big range of the population, and of course we have an ageing population, so, and that's a much larger demographic. So it would be entirely logical to kind of shift the market along to do that.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.